International Bible Studies, Lesson for December 14, Seek Ye First, Key Verse. Be not therefore anxious for the morrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. Matthew 6, verse 34, American Standard Version. Selected Scripture, Matthew 6, verse 24 through 34. As part of his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus instructed his followers to not be anxious for tomorrow. Anxiety and worry are serious foes for a Christian. If we permit these to invade our thinking, it can become injurious to both our physical and spiritual health. How can we fight against being anxious? The Apostle Peter admonishes, "Throw the whole of your anxiety upon him, God, because he himself cares for you." 1 Peter 5, verse 7, Weymouth New Testament. The Apostle Paul writes, "Do not be over-anxious about anything, but by prayer, together with thanksgiving, let your request be unreservedly made known in the presence of God. And then the peace of God, which transcends all our powers of thought, will be a garrison to guard your hearts and minds." Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7, Weymouth. There is a big difference between carelessness and anxiety. Had Jesus been careless respecting the morrow, he would not have told his disciples to gather up the fragments that remained after feeding an immense crowd. Instead, the Master illustrated on that occasion the wisdom of planning for the next meal. John 6, verse 1 through 13. It was not an anxious thought that our Lord commended. The disciples were instructed to use that which had been put into their hands and not waste any of it. Our key verse does not imply carelessness in our daily life concerning provisions for ourselves and those dependent upon us. What then do these words of Jesus mean? Earlier the Master admonished, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven. For where thy treasure is, there will thy heart be also." Matthew 6, verse 19 through 21, American Standard Version. The treasure which we should value more than anything else in life, and upon which our hearts should be continually focused upon, are the heavenly treasures, the exceeding great and precious promises of God. 2 Peter 1, verse 4. It is both proper and necessary to spend time and energy to provide for our needs and of those dependent upon us, such as food, clothing, and a place to live. After identifying such basic human needs, Jesus states, "Your heavenly Father knows that ye have need of all these things." Matthew 6, verse 25 through 32. Then he admonishes, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness." Verse 33. The word "seek" comes from a Greek word meaning desire. The word "first" has the meaning of first in time, place, and importance. Jesus' lesson is that the Christian's desire and first priority should be the kingdom of God and the opportunity of joint heirship with Christ in that kingdom. Apostle Paul describes this as being sharers with others in a heavenly invitation. Hebrews 3 verse 1, Weymouth. This glorious invitation is to become heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Romans 8 verse 17. Let us therefore not be anxious concerning tomorrow's needs. After having done our part, we should place everything in God's hands, knowing that, to them that love God, all things work together for good, even to them that are called according to his purpose. Verse 28, American Standard Version.